What it do on deck? Cause Animal Brown checking in. This sponsor is specially made for my Nashville listeners. Alright, you chilling in the apartment, trying to relax. The lady upstairs got four badass kids running around all day and night. You want to upgrade to a crib, but don't know how. That's okay. My partner Anthony Courtney will take care of you, realtor in the Nashville area. Lou, tell him how to get in contact with him.
Listen, man, my homie Anthony gonna be there for you at acrealtytn@gmail.com. You can holler at him that way. You can check out his work on Instagram, acrealty, R-E-A-L-T-Y-T-N, on Instagram as well. Shoot him an email, go to his Instagram. If you're trying to buy a house, you're trying to sell a house, whichever is one you're trying to do, go holler at my boy Anthony Courtney.
Yes, sir. Interest rates are stupid low. For that same price you in the apartment, you could be in your own crib owning shit. Boss up, holla at Anthony, get your crib game together. Chill.
Check 1 2 1 2.
Yeah, you gonna say your line, man? I ain't gonna steal it this time, man. Shit.
What? Live and full effect. You know what day it is?
Yep. You happy
on
now?
On deck day. That's what day it is. I got something new. I got new lines for you. I am Spike Lou. This is the On Deck TV podcast.
Man, how did your boy Animal Brown? Follow me, Animal_Brown, Twitter and Instagram.
I really wish I could have those 4 minutes and 49 seconds back. I just been watching this Chief Keef Sosa Chamberlain video.
Chief Keef.
Actually, it was 3 minutes and 7 seconds. I refuse to say I watched the whole
Sosa thing. Chamberlain 300 GBE.
God. Here we go.
I fucks with that. I ain't gonna lie.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know why I fuck with it.
I have no idea what's going on in this video. With they, I'm lost. Maybe I'm old now.
I just like the beat, really, though.
Nah, you was dancing and everything. You was doing. You said you gonna go buy some of them pants he got on.
No, now that the snug pants, I can't do.
It's crazy.
Won't do.
I seen a nigga, like, I think it was this past weekend, man. Nigga, mm-hmm. He pull his pants up over his ass, man.
That's a problem when you can't do
nigga,
that.
We was going in on him so hard. By the time he left from where he was at, man, he had to change pants. Like, I couldn't. Because I want him to explain to me how the fuck you feel comfortable walking around like
it. What, some jeggings? What was it, some skinnies?
Nah, they weren't even no jeggings. Like some white Levi's.
They were white?
Just, yeah. I guess he just bought them too small. It's crazy, dude. That's fucking crazy to me.
I blame several people for that movement, but I don't have a time to sit here and name off names.
Who you naming first?
It's a mix between Wiz Khalifa and Lil Wayne. It's a tie. Wiz Khalifa jeans be stupid small, dude.
Man, I don't even know where you find jeans like that.
Yeah,
he might shop in the women's section.
He might have to, but he a small dude, though.
Did you see Amber Rose out with your boy?
Yeah, MGK done snatched up.
If you Wiz, are you hot about that?
Nah, Wiz don't give a fuck. That's a downgrade, bro.
From what?
From me. If I'm Wiz and you mess with Machine Gun Kelly.
I thought she was saying he had a downgrade because he ain't got no bitch, right?
Yeah, nah. He just got them two Vietnamese hoes he keeps smashing.
There's no way he's still fucking them.
He should.
It's impossible.
And I'm hating.
If I'm Wiz, I'm with me. Look, man, we here, man. We do this every week on Deck TV podcast, man. We give you the latest and the greatest from our opinion.
What's the website, man? What's the website?
OnDeckTVNetwork.com. Go check it out. Did you give me your Twitter and shit?
I did. They already follow me, though. They fucks with me.
NoHairline.com. Let's go. What jumped out to you? What we gonna do the rap? We gonna do the Baltimore stuff.
Time out. Can I say what I did over the weekend?
Nah, people don't care.
Shit. what'd I get into? I was in a Mortal Kombat all weekend.
No way.
Tough. Had to cop that. Xbox One. I'm on Xbox Live. Holla at your boy. No on way. Deck Animal.
I believe that. I am Spike Lou on that too. We had an interesting conversation this weekend with an engineer at a Hit Factory.
Artist Factory.
We'll touch on that a little bit later.
For sure.
But first off the wham, I was right again.
What's that?
Beef of the week.
We ain't going to Baltimore?
I thought you, I mean.
Shit.
I done got kind of, you tell me what you got.
I mean, I just, we're just not going to say nothing.
Got. Tell me what you got.
I had
to cut CNN off.
Why did you have CNN on?
Because people kept telling me that I had to see this. I don't understand what it was that I had to see.
I mean, okay, the coverage, to see what's going on, you know, from one perspective, which mm-hmm. is CNN, mm-hmm. which you can only take, you know, so much, you can only take it so seriously.
With a very small grain of salt.
Exactly. But you do want to, you just don't want to be uninformed all the way. But I watched a little bit of CNN last night and was kind of tripping. I didn't know it was going down like that. I guess I'm late.
What do you think?
I think that people are searching for an answer, like one singular answer, and I just don't think it's that simple. I think it's a little deeper than rap, and that there's levels to that shit.
Did anybody from hip hop say anything interesting to you?
To me, not really. I mean, it's been a lot of people that spoke on it.
Like, give me some examples.
I mean, like, what's your man name? I seen Bun B talk about it.
I ain't seen no hip hop. I seen Ray Lewis say a lot of shit about it.
Ray Lewis?
Yeah. Ray Lewis is yelling at a lot of people about this.
Why? Oh, because of the looting and shit?
Yeah.
Like that. Okay, hold on. While we looking up hip hop people that spoke on it, the looting and all that shit. Of course, this is a replay of Ferguson. Just that's the most recent act of quote unquote people looting and rioting. Like, I'm watching CNN and they talking to, what's my man, the white dude with the gray hair and shit?
Anderson Cooper.
They talking to Anderson Cooper, and he's like, man, they're burning down their community. Just this morning, a liquor store was on fire and a check cashing place was being looted.
Is it our community?
Listen to what he's saying, dude. Your community is a liquor store and a check cashing place?
Yeah.
Do you know the interest rate when you borrow from a check cashing place, dude?
You're lucky if it's 100%.
Dude, it's like 120%. Like, yeah. They've been raping the neighborhood for years, dude.
And even further more than that, those aren't black-owned businesses.
Exactly.
Those aren't businesses that people that in within the community are like, oh, we lost our business and we have no way to make a living now.
No.
Shout out to my boy Black, Black Power on Instagram. He tweeted about the Lyndon Johnson 11-member committee, the Commission of Civil Disorders, that got together in 1967 when a whole lot of riots were happening in the U.S. about race then. And they predicted all of this shit happening. Well, yeah, Detroit, all over the U.S.
Yeah.
And they predicted a lot of this shit happening. They predicted that the disparity between the poor and the rich would become so much so that stuff like this would happen in spurts because people would be outraged at the way that they were being treated and the lacking opportunities that were provided for them in just a uptown or up the street or whatever it may be that they see people with those same opportunities. The reason I couldn't watch it on CNN and the reason that I'm kind of numb to it is like all they doing is sensationalizing the shit. It's trying to make it where we get numb to it. Like, ever since Mike Brown, that was what, June?
Nah, hell no. How long ago was that? Maybe 8 months, maybe?
That's damn near a year ago. Like, all they've been talking about is protesting and the police that got killed. The police that killed people and all these many people that they keep happening to. But, like, ain't a law been passed? Like, ain't a hearing been held? Like, they don't even do it the justice of putting a committee together like they did in 1968 to be like, okay, this is what's going on and we need to address it. All you see is them sensationalizing on the news and it's desensitizing everybody to it.
Right.
And also everybody getting locked up behind bullshit charges with this.
More money.
Tough. So, like, it's the criminal justice system ain't doing nothing but eating off this because now you got people out there that's going, whether they got intent to riot or loot or whatever, or they got peaceful protest intent, it all depends upon the police and if they want to lock them up or not. So now you got a charge you got to fight. Whether it be congregating where you're not supposed to or doing what the police tell you not to, you got to go back to court 4 or 5 months from now. You got to get your lawyer. You on probation. Like, that shit ain't nothing but a cycle.
Continues.
That's why I don't even watch it. Because what is that shit? They had the same conversation on CNN. Like, for some reason on CNN, they were talking about the use of the word thug when describing the people that were doing this. Who gives a fuck what you call them? That ain't the reason this going on.
Right.
We don't care what you call them, niggas or thugs or whatever you want to call them, but address the reason of why shit getting burnt down. and it don't never get addressed. That's why the shit keep happening.
That's because it's the police, though. Like, they're not, they untouchable, bro. This is what we'll never see.
Yeah, they are untouchable. And until, like, you got to break that whole system down. Like,
that'll never happen.
Nothing will change until you break the whole system down. And it won't happen, like you said, because they make too much money.
It's not all the money.
Like, you know how much money they making off the people that get locked up behind this?
I can imagine. Like, it's not
going to... Arrest is going up in everywhere they protesting. Like, all that shit you see on Instagram with them protesting in New York. They still protesting in Ferguson. They protesting wherever they protesting. They're like, every day people going to jail behind this shit. They got to post bail. They got to get bondsmen. They got to get lawyers. They got to pay court costs. It's horse shit.
Man, what will never happen is the police come out and say, all right, look, we fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We need to clean ourselves up.
It'll take a bigger voice.
It'll never happen is what it will take.
If you had a big voice, I say, like, if you had somebody that could really do something about it, and it'll never happen, like you said, because there ain't really nobody that could do nothing about it. Like, I don't even know what we're getting to think or something. Like, Russell Simmons wrote the governor of New York a letter.
That's
the extent of what niggas can do until they realize that you got to put people in office that'll pass these laws that we need passed. But Russell Simmons wrote a letter calling the governor of New York out specifically because, you know, after that shit happened with Eric Garner, he had meetings with Jay-Z and Russell Simmons about changing the laws and about what they could do to better police relations. And Russell Simmons called him out. It was basically like ain't nothing happened. Like, you call me in your office, you waste my time, you waste my office time, you book this shit, and you make this publicity stunt, and ain't nothing happened. So, like, shit ain't gonna happen. Like, if them two big names can't do nothing, then who can?
Yeah, that's my point. Huh? All right, man. Let's move on to a lighter subject.
Like?
What is this? All right, so Dipset. And shout out my homeboy Dipset Larry, man. He went to the Dipset show in North Carolina. It looked like it was going down. I'm mad it's I wasn't Dipset. There.
I wish I had been there, man. I need to catch them in concert. I
need that. So they got, you know, Cam is he a hustler for real.
Yes, my nigga.
This nigga is selling Dipset home good items.
I'm all in.
Sheets.
I'm in.
Pillows.
Give me the Dipset. Give me the Dipset living room. No, not living room. Bedroom.
Don't do
set.
That.
Give me the Dipset bedroom set.
Shower curtain too?
Tough. Let's do it.
This nigga's ill.
Put the Eagles on the pillows, nigga. Diplomatic style, dude.
Why would I want Cameron face on my shower curtain?
First of all,
and I'm asshole naked getting out the shower. I don't want this big ass pink fucking Nextel phone talking on, nigga, looking at me while I'm trying to get fly.
I'm talking about the logo. I'll take the Dipset red, white, blue Eagle logo. No, I don't want Cameron's face on anything. But I will fuck with the Dipset logo though on my pillows and shit. I'll do that.
They can get $20 from me for the show, for a ticket to the show.
I'm fucking with that.
I don't want none of this shit.
I'm fucking with that. I'm fucking with it.
I go to the show.
So look, you've been shitting on Nas lately.
That's not true.
Every time I bring him up, you laugh, basically.
Nah, I fucks with Nas.
He got a new album coming out. Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
I don't believe that.
It's coming out in the summer.
I do not fucking believe. Okay. Just the last two shows, you've shitted on Nas.
Never.
You basically said no one cares. Did you forget?
Yes.
You said no one cares about Nas.
That's not what I said.
Oh, my God.
But Nas hasn't let me down with these last couple projects. I fucks with Nas' catalog as a whole.
Are you buying it?
No. Hell no.
What do you predict first week sales?
Why the hell would I do that?
What do you predict first week sales?
It's too soon
for
that.
How do you even sell an album if you Nas nowadays?
He got a steady fan base, dude. He'll have a single that'll get enough looks.
No way. He ain't had a good single since One Mic.
Nah, that's not true.
That is true.
He had the daughter song.
He ain't had a good single since One Mic.
I don't
know. What year was it?
Hold on.
It's been 10 years since Nas had a hot single.
Are you saying good as in commercially successful?
Yeah.
Okay.
That.
Nah,
or even listenable.
Nah, his last album was fire. First off,
yeah, that was banging.
The Life Is Good was banging.
It was banging. Whoa! I don't take it. He still ain't had a good single in 10 years. So how do you sell an album if you Nas in 2015?
But that's not what Nas isn't known for, his singles.
I mean, how do you even get it out there? Like, people not excited no more. Like, the people that listen to rap now don't even know who Nas is.
First off.
Like, you're not buying it.
No.
You're a fan.
I am.
So the people that buy albums, they don't even know who he is. What would make them buy it?
He sold 149,000 with that Life Is Good.
All the people dead now.
That was 2012.
They did.
That was 2012.
They don't buy CDs no more.
He'll do 80,000. That's about right.
80,000 overall. You said he did 150 on that last one?
For first week.
If he did 150, I can see that.
80,000. That's around T.I. numbers.
Hopefully he do good. I can see him doing a little bit more than two.
Will this affect his legacy at all? Like, if it's super banging or if it's whack?
Nope. It's okay. And that's why I say, like, if I'm Jay and niggas like it, like, it ain't nothing you can do right now to solidify yourself no more. Like, all you can do is hurt yourself now.
That's not
like
true.
He can put out a classic right now, you ain't gonna think no more Nas. But if you put out an album that's some slow,
like, he fell off, he's dead, he's doing it. Yeah. Right, so.
Like, he can put out a classic and you be like, okay. And you gonna stop listening. Like, you thought that Magna Carta was banging.
It is.
When the last time you listened
to it? No, wait, no, don't do me like that. I like the Magna Carta.
You said it was banging.
No.
No, you did say it
was. The Watch the Throne is banging.
All right, well, no, I'm talking about
the Magna Carta was cool, though.
But you can't listen to it, like, now. Right?
Shit, I need to. It's been a minute. I need to run that shit back, actually. Nah. While I'm bushing. Twerk, Miley, Miley.
No.
Twerk.
So, Buck writing a book.
Buck who?
Wow. Shots are fired.
Buck who?
Young Buck.
He's writing a book?
Yes, based on not his life in prison, but based
on. That's definitely his life in prison.
Really?
Yes.
I thought he was writing it, like, based on a true story.
No.
It's about him.
Yes, it's called Behind the Walls.
But I thought he was basing it on a character.
Oh, he's basing it on.
So this is Young an Buck. Autobiography, is what you're saying?
Yes, of his life in prison from what 2012 to what did he do, about a year or two?
Two, I think.
And this is why I'm not reading it.
Why? Because he only did 2 years. What do you got to do, life, nigga?
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear what a nigga do. I can do 2 years.
No, you can't.
Shit.
No, you can't.
For the right reason, I can. For the check.
That's funny.
I'm doing 2 years right now for 50 bands.
$50,000? No way.
Nah, 500. I do 500. Give me 500.
I need it.
I do 2 years for 500. Mm-hmm. Standing on my head. And I'm going to come out swole as hell.
It depends on where I'm at, though. If I had to go to the same prison, book, though, I'd do them 2 years.
You and Sing Sing.
Nah. I need shit to do that. Nope, it ain't worth nothing to do that. I promise you it ain't.
Nah, but Buck, let me give the description of what this book is supposed to be about. Okay, it's called Behind the Wall. He wants it to serve as a redemption story, one of a preeminent rapper who fell off course and was able to learn from his mistakes.
Hmm.
I got that Scarface book. I'm reading that. When I'm finished with that, maybe. Just maybe
I'll give this book.
What you
think about that Scarface book so far?
First of all, the chapters are stupid short, though.
Tough.
Chapters 2 pages long, nigga. What the fuck?
I fuck with Face, though. That's a good ad. He's interesting as fuck.
He is, though. I ain't gonna lie. And we got a surprise for everybody, man. We got a Scarface freestyle later on, but that's another story. Y'all will hear that in a minute.
So let's go on and get to the beef of the week, then.
Come on. Continued beef of the week.
So I was right again. You said this was fake, and it was staged, and they were only doing this for publicity. It's all fun and games till life come at you fast and your tour bus getting shot up.
That is true.
Wayne.
Lil Wayne was down here in the A. What do you have? A performance at Compound?
Tough.
Why is he performing at clubs now? Like, I don't.
He's trying to get that fan base that Young Thug got back. That's where they at.
He too big Compound to be performing at like clubs, though, right? Like, usually that's the after party.
Who? Nah, I wouldn't say he too big.
This nigga went from doing Phillips Arena and then Compound After Party to Compound is the show? What? I'm questioning.
Is he bigger than, like, Jeezy? Because Jeezy and
Lil Wayne, bruh.
Jeezy and Tip still performing at Compound, though.
Lil Wayne is bigger.
Right now. Because just 2 weeks ago, you said he couldn't. You said he had to do this. Horse shit.
There's something
to sell records and even generate a buzz. So now I know there's no way he's selling out Phillips.
But
still today.
But so Lil Wayne is supposed to be able to do that, though.
Lil
Wayne and friends, of course.
Okay.
Not just him.
I can see, like he gotta get that fan base back. Like, there's no way he gonna be able to do clubs. I mean, do a Phillips or Madison Square, nothing like it, until he go back to them clubs and get that fan base back. Because he lost people.
Good
Wayne
luck with
lost
that,
people,
bro.
Dude. It's been like, what? When did that come out? Like, it's been years, dude.
Since what?
Since he been, like, had a hit like Nas. Like, I was just saying about Nas, the same thing. So, yes, you have to do clubs. Nas do clubs. You got to do clubs, dude.
These niggas is first ballot Hall of Famers, man. They ain't got to do
Wayne,
that shit.
Wayne the first ballot Hall of Famer?
Nigga.
Lil Wayne is a first ballot Hall of Famer. How long is the list?
Don't be disrespectful.
How long is the
man.
List? How long is the list?
It doesn't matter.
It got to.
He's a first ballot.
I can
man.
Name 10 first ballot Hall of Famers before Lil Wayne.
No, you can't, bro.
Yes.
When it's all said and done and he's retired.
Is your boy P on there before him?
Of course, but P's already retired, or at least he needs to be.
Wayne ain't finna do nothing that's finna add to his career.
Carter 5.
No, dog.
It's coming soon.
You're not waiting on that anticipating classic. It's impossible.
I'm not. But, right. But somebody
is,
though.
I'm saying he's not first. He ain't first ballot.
No, yeah,
if you were 12, no. He might be first ballot.
If you retire tomorrow.
Actually, if you were 24 and under, Wayne is maybe first ballot.
If he retired tomorrow, he's first ballot Hall of Fame. He's walking in there like Brett Favre.
So is Bun B first ballot?
No.
Wow. But Wayne is?
UGK might be.
What?
But Bun B ain't.
Is Outkast first ballot?
Nigga, they sold Diamond on their fucking yes,
they
dude.
Are. They are okay, because I there's no way to me that UGK not first ballot than Wayne.
I said UGK is, Bun B is not.
Oh, Bun B is though.
No, he's not.
I can't. I ain't
down south Hall of Fame.
No
shit,
rap nigga. Period. Scarface. We just talked about Scarface first ballot. Because Lil Wayne first ballot, Scarface ain't.
Down South Hall of Fame.
Second
ballot
worldwide
Hall of Fame.
I ain't doing Scarface like that. I ain't doing Scarface like that. The only way Wayne get in first ballot if it's like a list of 12, 14 people. if you give me 8 strong slots, Wayne ain't making that list, dog.
That nigga crazy.
Not first ballot.
That nigga crazy.
First ballot?
Nigga first.
Let's go.
Nah, but look, so some shit happened to Young Thug too, right? When he went to Baton Rouge,
they booed the shit out of him.
Booed that nigga off stage.
They booed him. They started chanting Wayne name. Like I said, if he try to go there and perform, Wayne should already put the veto in effect. Like, he ain't doing no shows in like the whole state. So I respect this out of Wayne. Nice job, Wayne.
So do you think the shooting at the tour bus was Young Thug related?
No.
Why not? Because they said he got into it with some hecklers while he was performing.
Who Wayne did.
Yeah, security had to kick the hecklers out. Now, that obviously, we don't know if they was the same people.
Right.
But he just had that incident inside the club. If you was at fucking Bridgestone Arena, you wouldn't have those issues because you wouldn't be able to hear the hecklers.
It probably was some random shit that didn't have nothing to do with them as far as they shooting, I'd say. Because you, like, big
ass
bus
though, man. We done heard about Young Thug.
We have heard about Young Thug.
We done heard about him.
Heard he was certified out here in these streets. I'm not disputing that at all.
Okay.
I do not think that he got people shooting at Wayne tour bus, though. I just don't think that.
Can we tell the Young Thug story, please?
Go ahead.
You want to put it on me?
Tough.
So now I got I got 16-year-old niggas with dreads.
Feel free, my nigga.
I got 16-year-old niggas with dreads and face tattoos chasing me in the street?
Yes. At Animal Brown, ANIMALBROWN. That's at Animal Brown. He's the bald one. I'm the one with the nappy hair.
He's the fine one. That's the one who's Animal Brown.
Pause.
So, you going to put that on me?
Tough, go ahead.
All right, so look, what was we at this weekend? Artist Factory?
It was an Artist Factory.
Shout out to the engineer. We ain't going to blaze his name. I don't want to run him hot.
Right.
But we was talking about Wayne tour bus getting shot up. And he suggested that it might have been some of Young Thug people.
You're right. And I said the same thing I just told you.
Right.
I don't believe that
right.
He got people shooting at Wayne tour bus. I just don't believe that. Not that he's not real. I just don't believe.
And he says the reason why he thinks that, because after I got through laughing.
Tough.
He wanted to know why I was laughing. I said, I don't believe that.
Yeah, he looked at you. He looked at you like you had three heads.
Clearly.
When you was laughing because you were even suggesting the fact that Young Thug was not real was impossible to him.
Right.
This man was 43 years old.
He was.
Right.
Something like that.
Nah, he said he was 43.
Okay.
I asked him.
Okay. Okay.
He said it was a session going on Pee Wee Longway and
Young Scooter.
Scooter.
Yep.
They called Young Thug to come through the studio session because he hot. They wanted.
Nah, this was right
before.
When he
you
was.
You know what I'm saying? He hot. They know because Gooch was fucking with him
in the city. So he was
Gooch,
hot in the city.
Yeah. So Gooch was fucking with him. Big homie Gooch said, he gave him a stamp, so they called him, come through, do a verse.
Right.
He come through to do the verse, and he got the K, the AK.
The AK.
In the studio.
Out, on the shoulder.
Shoulder strap, shoulder, with the AK. Like, let me explain to you how a studio session gonna go with me if a nigga walk in there with a K and a shoulder strap. Right. So like after I call the nigga, he be like, yeah, I'm coming through. And the nigga like buzz him in.
Yep.
And he walked through with the K. And we in this confined space. Like if anything go wrong, I don't know if it's loaded or nothing.
Right.
I got a little play to catch. I'm gone. I'm out of here, bro. Because I ain't got time. Like what in the fuck do you got a K in the studio for? Like right. What's going on? Like, but he did say that at that time that he was into it with some niggas. And right. He didn't know what they was on.
And,
so that's why he was walking around like that, because that's how he was living. Those were his exact words.
Let's not cheat the visuals. He also had black fingernail polish
and the nose ring.
And the nose ring
connected
and the,
to his ear.
He had all of that. So he called his people like, bro, who is this Young Thug dude?
And they was like, yeah.
They were like,
whatever got you, whatever he got going on, you just like
let him live.
Let it go down.
Let
unless
him live.
You want to get shot with that K.
Cause that nigga certified. Flat out stamped certified.
Those were his exact words.
They said, oh, okay. He left it alone.
Yeah. And he said, that's all I got to say about Young Thug. That's how he got the name.
And that's all I have to say about Young Thug.
Yep.
Next.
So look. Bomani Jones said that life after death. Bomani Jones, writer for ESPN, also has the podcast or whatnot. So he's a music critic. He went to school for writing. He's a music critic. Was a music critic for Rolling Stone or something, I believe. Some magazine.
For sure.
But
we know Bomani Jones. He's on highly questionable ESPN. Da-da-da-da.
So Bomani said that life after death was the most overrated album ever.
It's crazy.
So you don't agree?
Nigga, no. Okay. But you know what, though?
What?
I'll say this. He said disc one was good. Disc two is when it fall off. Now, I used to say that. I remember there was a time I said that. This big double disc cool.
That's not true.
I promise you. Yeah. I used to be like, disc two kind of some slog.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing that you said it. I'm just saying it's not true.
Oh, no. Statement. I went back after and I was a grown ass man and listened to it, and nigga, both of them discs is fire.
They are.
Period.
They are.
Okay, go ahead.
So that one, no way, is overrated.
Right? Yeah, stop that, Bomani.
I think he did hit on a point though, and he does have a good point when you talk about double albums.
What's that?
Like, it's hard to make a double CD. It's banging. Pause.
Pause
the hard part. But it's like, you can't like name me double CDs that are banging besides All Eyes on Me and Their Life After Death. So you got to get people attention, not for one CD, for two CDs.
But you got to think these CDs be short, though. They'd be like 10, 11, 12.
That's 26
songs
if they 13 songs a piece.
That's how long nigga No
Limit CDs
was.
Niggas ain't trying to hear that.
Fiend Tape was 24.
That was 90s. That was 15 years ago.
Nigga, that's when that big came out.
What I'm saying is, it's hard to make a double. Like them, that Fiend. Like that Fiend was banging. That's an asterisk, nigga. Like if somebody gave you 22, 23, 24 songs, 15 of them were banging, 9 of them were not.
That's true.
So if you got a double CD, it's most likely one CD is banging and the other one got 3 or 4 songs on it.
Right.
So my most overrated gonna go to a double CD as well. It was between Blueprint 2 and the Outkast Little Below.
Outkast Little Below.
Yeah, whatever. With Speaker Box Little Below.
Speaker Box Little Below.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it to the Speaker Box Little Below because people be giving that album love, and it really just ain't all that. Though.
I like Andre's side. I don't like Big Boy's side.
Big Boy's
though.
Side was awful.
Terrible.
First off, Andre's side was good.
Right.
It was real good actually, but it was a double CD, and you had to put with that other part of it. And
sold
Andre's
10
side
million.
Was just awful. Man, that's fine. It still was some slow.
They wasn't stop, dude. Slow? Stop.
If half of your CD is
just
bad.
Just say it's overrated. That's
it's overrated.
It.
It's overrated.
Okay, that's fair.
But half of the CD was bad.
And you can't say
if
Blueprint.
One half of your CD is bad, it ain't good.
Yeah,
it's slow.
But it's not slow, though.
Yeah.
You want to know what's slow? Yeah. My most overrated album, which is
what?
At Nelly Country Grammar.
That's
some
that's
slow. That's
impossible. You just trolling.
No.
You're trolling.
No.
You on this campaign to troll Nelly, dude, till I get him in here and interview with us.
No.
And he knock you out, dude.
No
you
fucking way.
You know he on steroids, dude. You determined to get him in a steroid rage when he come interview here, dude, and like just go in on
nigga,
you.
Nigga, I'm going to have a Young Thug K on me. I ain't got time to be boxing Nelly, nigga.
You better not get
me. Brat, fuck that.
Oh, that's no way that the album overrated to you, though.
I promise.
That's impossible.
Like, that shit's some slow, bro.
It's some slow.
You want to know what's... That's wow. Some slow, bro. Like, and Nelly... That whole little style what's wrong with that, dude?
It was whack.
His double disc was straight. Yeah. That Nelly sweatsuit was all right.
Yeah, but you just got through finish saying Country Grammar was some slow. Tough. Let's move on.
And he has a country EP coming out soon, too. Go ahead.
All country music?
Yep.
I'm fucking with that.
Man, come the fuck on. Fucking with
that Nelly right, though.
Just, hey, man, real quick, though. We got a love triangle going on.
Oh, man, show it right up your alley.
This shit is hilarious to me. All right, we got two, like love triangle shit. Tiger, Yo Boy. Black China, the stripper that he got pregnant, and Kylie Jenner. So, okay. So, he doesn't fuck with Black China no more, obviously, but they have a son together. His name is King. Black China goes on Twitter and sees Tyga tweet a couple of random tweets that she feels was aimed at her. So, what does she do? She goes to Instagram and screenshots some text that Tiger just sent her the other day. Can I please read these texts, dude?
Please do.
Tiger says, can I come? No, here you go. So she says at the top of the text, you get King on Thursdays, referring to their son.
Mm-hmm.
He responds back, can I come just for a little, just us three? Do something or spend a little time? Just want to talk real with you for a minute.
This is Tiger?
Yes, those are four separate texts. I just read them all and they just came back to back. She responds with one text, I'm busy.
No way.
Then he says, call me when you can. I want to be with you. I want to be positive. I want to be a family again. I want to start this friendship relationship. She responds back, I can now. Referring to call me when you can. And then he says, I called you. So she didn't even pick up the fucking phone. Look, dude, moral of the story. Got all my dudes out there. Man, watch who you smashing raw, man. Fuck. He got 18 years of this, dude. You screenshot my text?
Like, I don't know.
Dude, are you serious?
How much money Tiger got you think?
I don't know, but half of it going on. I know he caking her.
Listen, man. If I
God, I'd be hot about that. My bad. Go ahead.
I ain't got time to play no games with no bitch like it.
You gonna pay her to go away?
Yes. Yes.
With your son? Come on, bro.
No. I want my son.
Okay.
But she got to go. Like disappear, bitch. I'm sure she got a number. Cause she ain't in it for like, if she was in it for like fucking with him or she had any respect for this nigga,
she wouldn't have done that.
She not putting that out on like Twitter or Instagram. So
nah,
she clearly ain't got no respect for this nigga. So he need to find out a number, what that number is, just like Lucius Lyon did on Empire, and make that bitch leave. Like, go on and go where you got to go. Get away. Like, get away from my son. Get out this court fighting for custody. Like, man, I ain't even trying to see you no more, bitch. Disappear. Please. Go find another rapper to milk. God, like, I would pay her so fast to forget my name, dude.
Yeah, that shit.
Nigga, I tell my son, your mom dead, dude. I swear to God after that. Nah, she dead. Who is this mom? That's your aunt. I just better watch you sometime, dude. That shit is riding, dude. She ain't got a conscience at all.
18 years. You know how low down you got to do some shit like that, though?
But he the type of nigga that invite shit like that. This is the same nigga that we seen in the middle of May with a beanie on.
It was June.
A bubble jacket.
Gloves.
Gloves and a scarf.
Tough.
In the middle of May.
June. It seemed hotter.
That's true. In June, the middle of June.
But that shit crazy.
So he the type of nigga shit like it happened to, though. But for the rest of y'all,
please,
if you don't
man.
Rock bubble coach in June,
pull out, don't man. Fuck me. Just pull out. You need tips? I'll tell you, dude. I need to write a manual. My pullout game's so strong. To be very clear.
Pause.
It's my new AKA, pullout game strong.
Oh, my God. Let's move on.
We got a song.
We're going to play a song after that.
Yeah, we got a song about this, man. Rocco has a new joint with Kevin Gates.
I know this part.
It's called She Ain't Right.
I see you, bitch.
Y'all check it out.
She off herself, she by her fetish. She ain't got no ethics.
Nah,
if you paying, she staying. You ain't, she in the wind. Iron fist, shrewd attitude, she ain't gon' pretend. Only thing she loyal to is them dividends. She gon' get it from you or get it from him. Or should I say them, she'll fuck your friend. Then double back, you ask about her, she be like, what? Mind your business, stand your lane, nigga. Soon as you show your emotion, she know you lame, nigga. She gives a damn about who you are. Fuck your fame, nigga. She out here playing. She ain't looking for no main nigga. Beautiful girl, body immaculate, extravagant. Creme de la creme, strive for the best. She far from average. A smile of hook, soon as you look, you book. You gon' do whatever it takes. She did whatever it took. Poof, Vemu, she gone. I can't even say she wrong, cause so much be going on. She gotta take care of her
man,
own.
Man, I really like that girl, but the bitch ain't right. But man, I really like that girl. Man, I really like that girl, but the bitch ain't right. Y'all, I really like that girl.
Said I like that girl.
Luca Brasi. In the garden,
what that up?
Fuck what other people talking about. I love the way she call for me when I'm alone.
Fast moving, no coupe, cruises to Cancun. Body fragrances, scented lotion, but Dale said soon. Told shit, nothing, no amateur. Handle in the moment, I can meet your speakers, chief and reefer while under components. Rumors surface as if shorty fuck one of my homies. But when you in the lane, I'm at never giving it notice. Lick her nipples, ass wiggle, it tickles. She wanted up against the sofa. Bend her over, she love it, she moaning in the mall, walking like a horse, buying this and that, dropping bands on designer brands. I tend to
man,
miss
I
it.
Really like that girl.
I hear you, Rocco.
Nobody.
He ripped that.
No qualms about that.
I don't know what Gates was talking about.
He was the nigga that did her.
He wasn't talking about nothing.
No, he was the nigga that Rocco was talking about. Gates always takes an interesting perspective on songs. So go back and listen to it. You hear him saying he bought all this shit and stuff, and he got shucked, and she was fucking his friend. And
so he was like Tiger on the song.
Yeah, he was the Tiger. The
okay,
song.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
He was playing a role though. He was playing Tiger on the song.
Shit! All right, man. Animal Brown back, aka Pull Out Game, still strong.
No way. I am Spike Lou. Just that on Instagram and Twitter. I don't have a moniker.
Shit, let's get in this title shit, man.
This hard for me, man.
Jay-Z making tidal waves.
No, he not. That's why it's hard for me. Because Jay is my mans. That's my mans, right?
For sure.
But I'm feeling Dame Dashes right now.
Oh, fuck.
You know, fuck my ass. Pause.
Whoa.
Pause. Like, all of these title facts, these lies that are being floated and
you trying to get,
like, I feel like Jay trying to fool us and manipulate us into signing up for some shit. That's the same shit that's already out. But because you're cool, you want us to fuck with you when they're giving us a better deal. No,
it's not necessarily true.
That's definitely true.
Jay went on a Twitter rant.
Tough.
Hashtag title facts.
And one thing I found out, when Jay-Z talks, he used, like, Jay ain't one for words.
Right.
So if he talking, then he cleaning up something.
I agree.
Alright.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I ain't gonna read all the tweets. It was two that I thought was interesting. Alright, so he had one that said, rich get richer, equity values, YouTube $390 billion, Apple $760 billion, Spotify $8 billion, title $60 million. I thought that was interesting.
Fact check.
YouTube. And,
whoa. YouTube is not worth that much.
They not?
Nope. Parent company is Google. Google is worth that much.
Same difference.
Nope. YouTube is worth a small, minute percentage of that. Almost like Tidal's worth a small, minute percentage of Aspero, which is the parent company of Tidal.
For sure.
Go.
All right, so the next one was, Tidal pays 75% royalty rate to all artists, writers, and producers.
See, this is what we finna go in at.
Let's go, Jay. You, pay the artist, Jay.
They pay 75%.
That's what, according
you,
to
you. You, Animal Brown, previously on the last two episodes when we were speaking about this, told me that the whole thing behind this was they were paying the artists.
More.
Right?
More.
More.
Yes.
They're paying the artists 75%.
Big
the
boy.
People that own the songs.
Big boy royalty.
You
rate.
Said that Spotify was paying the artists pennies.
They, less
for
than
their
pennies.
Songs.
Less.
Spotify pays 70%. That is a 5% difference, Animal Brown.
That's a big dollar amount.
That's a big dollar amount.
We talking
Please
millions.
Explain to me. Please explain to me what happened here. Because I was under the impression that this was supposed to be helping the artists, and this was supposed to give them their money for the streams. You're giving them 5% more, and it still goes to the same place. The people who own the music, the record labels, the people who have the actual the masters to the song.
For sure.
So it's not like Tidal ain't nothing but charging me extra money for Jay-Z's face. I don't need that. I got that on Spotify already.
No.
You can take Reasonable Doubt off. I'll go buy that again just for you, Jay. But I'm not signing up for Tidal.
First of all,
okay,
they're charging you for exclusive content.
Oh my God. That I'm gonna see on YouTube in the next hour?
No. Dude, what? Okay.
Like if J. Cole does an exclusive video on it, I can see it within the hour that he does it, and I'm not signed up for Tidal.
You still want it first?
Why?
On your phone?
No, you don't. You know you don't. You know you're not paying $20 for that,
dude. When it's am I gonna
have time on my phone to sit and look at a J. Cole concert?
It's no different from if I want to watch Game of Thrones. Do you want to know how I watch Game of Thrones? I have to call HBO, pay X amount of dollars mm-hmm. a month mm-hmm. to order that shit so I can watch this one show that I want to watch. Right. They're not giving that show out to everybody else. It's exclusive to one channel.
But guess what?
Will it be online 10 minutes after it airs? Yes, it will. But that doesn't mean they don't have subscribers, and I don't want to see it when it come on.
One.
And I just broke that shit down.
No, you didn't, because I'm going to tell you something. You're not paying for HBO. Singly for a Game of Thrones is impossible. Like, you're not doing it.
There's people out there that are doing
it. No, it's not, because of other ways that they can get it. They can get it, like, even before it comes out from torrents and all of that shit. Or they can get HBO Go, pay less than having it from the cable subscriber, which Tidal would be in this case.
They're still paying.
They can go directly to the artist, which would be HBO, and pay like $7.99.
They're still
paying. As opposed to paying $21.99 for the HD joints. No, Tidal don't work. It's not going to work. And if Jay-Z is putting out a stream of tweets and let you know it don't work, the CEO got fired within like a week of them taking over the company. Like, all of this is bad, dude. None of this is like new. None of this is innovative like they said it was. Like, I just do not see. I don't see it.
Look, dude, Spotify was founded in 06.
Right.
It launched in 08.
Mm-hmm.
And you just now got it a week ago.
Nah, I had 2 years. Go ahead.
No, you've had it a month, max.
2 years. Go ahead. I got the credit card statements to prove it. Go ahead.
Tidal is not going to take off. And Jay-Z has owned it for about 6 minutes. Just relax. Chill out. Let him cook. Let the shit marinate. Let him do what he do. Let him work.
Okay.
Yeah, like niggas expect shit to turn water into wine now.
Stop before you put your foot in your mouth.
Why don't you expect this from anybody else? It's only because Jay-Z's in front of it, and all of a sudden you expect it to work miracles.
You trying to lie. Okay, one, what you just said, Tidal was not just now launched, it was rebranded. At Sparrow, it was called WIMP, W-I-M-P, which had 500,000 subscribers in 2014.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Jay said they had 770,000. That's 270,000 subscriptions since they've launched. That's
relaunched.
Nothing.
Right.
That's nothing.
It just started, dude. Do you know how many
You're
subscribers?
Jay-Z.
What does that mean?
If you got a good deal on the table, people are going to fuck with you. But if you're trying to fuck people, nobody's going to sign up for it. And that 270,000 subscription, they only did it because it was free. Half of them ain't even paid subscriptions. This is a failure, dude. And you don't know why you're trying to vouch for it. Like, Jay ought to just bow out.
He owned it for a day, bro.
Nah, it's been months.
No.
Yeah, actually it has. It's been months,
this
dude.
It's fresh.
That's not true. And he also said about iTunes that they didn't build that in a day. iTunes sold 1 million songs that first day of opening. 1 million.
It's still 1 built in a day.
Yeah, first day they sold 1 million songs. And I'm saying all this to say, like, he went on that Twitter rant throwing that stuff out there. Like, it ain't Jay. That ain't what we appreciate from you. Like, he been better off just being quiet about this and letting it snowball and getting a Spotify.
This point. Time
but
next
I think,
year.
No. I think what people are so pissed off at and why people are mad, because one, because you're overcharging for it. Two, like, you're trying to tell everybody it's better when it's just not. Just ask us to fuck with you as opposed to them. I would respect that a lot more. Just fuck with me because you fuck with me, as opposed to saying, oh, well, I'm going to give you high stream and exclusive content and this and that. Bullshit.
Look, man.
Nothing new on Tidal, dude.
This time next year, you'll have the Tidal t-shirt on, waving the flag. Oh, man, this shit is great. It sounds so much better than shitty-ass Spotify.
I mean, the price would have went down.
Possibly.
One.
Maybe so. Who knows? That's what happens. Dude, 360 come out. Nigga, they drop the price after like 3 months. That Xbox One come out, they drop the price after 3 months. That's what happens, dude. No big deal, my nigga.
No. It's a difference because those items that you just named, they have lines. There's demand for them. So, like, the price is so high because people going to line up and they're going to pay for that. But if you 4-5 months in and you struggling to get subscriptions, there's a problem. Man. That's what I'm saying. Like, this ain't what it's cracked up to be. And I don't even think it's a good business to be in. Now, what I will say from what I did as far as my research, the best thing that they have is the title discovery app. I mean, the aspect of it in which they're going to have. This is where artists can upload their music directly to Tidal. They do not have to go through a third-party subscriber.
Yeah, and they keep 100%.
Right. That's the best thing that I've seen about that.
Yeah, that's dope.
Because what I will say about Spotify is you can't find everybody's shit on there, especially artists that aren't as big.
Right.
So if you're going to be able to have Tidal and you get more lesser-name artists with fan bases looking for them on there, that's cool.
Right.
But you can't charge me $23 for that.
The price 21. Will come down. It'll come down.
It should have never been that high. That's the point.
Just a real quick, a little math for people wondering how much do people get paid off of these streams.
Mm-hmm.
If you want an example, Spotify, people get paid 0.006 cents per stream. That's less than 1 cent. 0.006 per stream. So let's say they do 1 million streams. You're looking at $5,200. You want to know what YouTube pays per million streams? $1,700 per million streams.
And
that's crazy.
Tidal pays 5% more.
Yes.
But I mean, like I said, until
that's crazy.
Like I said last week, until somebody figure out a business plan that will get artists more of that money, I don't think it's a problem with that system. Because if I'm J. Cole, right?
For sure.
Other than me going in the studio and putting my album together, which is like I ain't taking nothing away from that.
But right.
What do I got to do for Spotify in order to get that $5,200 check that I ain't done already? You see what I'm like? It ain't nothing but an extra $5,000 in your pocket. Why are you complaining about it? People not stealing your music.
Nah,
like
because
the streams are being counted. So what's the problem?
Nah, this is the problem with it. It's because that could go into a nigga walking into Best Buy buying your album.
But niggas not going to do that. It's been proven.
That could go to people buying your album on iTunes, what people still do. It's taken away from that. Kind of like what Napster did when it first. Like, Napster kicked the doors down.
For this. Yeah.
For this right here. Yeah. But so, people been hot since them days.
True. And I think it's just, like, backlash from that, where they were completely getting raped and wasn't getting a dime off of it.
Right.
As opposed to now, like, at least you getting $5,000 off some shit that you ain't put no extra effort towards. Or if you title and you lower the price and you provide exclusive content, you getting a little bit more for it. So, like, I don't know.
I got a question.
Let me hear.
Killer Mike. I seen Killer Mike attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Tough.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal?
Let me tell you some of the other people that were there.
Please do.
Martha Stewart. Carly Kloss.
I don't know who that is.
Me either. 9/11.
Who the fuck is 9/11?
No idea.
What?
Yeah, I thought this was a bigger deal. This is why I'm reading these people's names.
Okay. You should have known better.
The C-SPAN mom. These are the top 10. Brody Jenner. You know who that is?
No.
Pete Wentz.
Stop naming people, dude.
No, Penn Wentz a beast, though.
We don't know these people. We don't know you.
Eric Dane and Rebecca Gayhart. I have no idea who these people are. Sierra and Russell Wilson.
Nah, that did it then. No deal. The answer is no deal. If Sierra got an invite.
Nope, she was with Russell Wilson, though. That's the only way she got there.
She was Russell Wilson. He fucked with Sierra.
Tough. How hot is Future about that?
See, you be asking if niggas be hot about their exes. Dudes don't be caring about this shit, dog.
Yo, bitch at the White House with the niggas. Dude, just I don't care.
I'm reading that on my iPhone while I got like 8 bitches laying in my king size bed at the W. Hey, man, like, I swear I don't care.
You the relationship expert. That's why I'm asking you.
That's
you
my point.
Don't even register to me.
I'm answering.
I have no idea.
I'm telling you, niggas don't be that hot about this shit, bro.
I have no idea.
Not when they rock stars. If you're an average nigga and it's a drought.
So how Russell Wilson feel about it though? Why are you taking Future old bitch? Like if I was in the Super Bowl last year, let me tell you who I'm taking to the White House.
Nigga, Sierra's a good look though.
For Russell Wilson? Or for you?
Russell Wilson.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Russell Wilson, people don't even know he liked black gals. Like, this is a good look. This is a nice, safe black girl pick.
The best was breaking up with the white chick when he, like, got famous. That was a good look.
He reversed the game. He broke up with the white chick and got a black girl.
You don't go with Ciara, though.
Who you go with, then?
Rihanna.
I'm not taking Rihanna to the White House.
I am. And I'm having fun. God damn it. God damn it. Let's go.
She's going to have you extra hot in the car. You're going to Chris Brown on the way there. I ain't got time for that shit.
Ain't none of that. We ain't that involved. Chris Brown was trying to have kids with. I'm just trying to take it to the White House, dude.
I'm good, man. I'm cool with Ciara.
All I want to do is take it to the White House. Shout out to Killer Mike, though. He was invited by Huffington Post. What the correspondence dinner is, like, not to make light of it, because it is a big deal to Killer Mike, is there. They're supposed to take a night out to celebrate the people that report on the White House on a daily basis. It's supposed to be their night to be... let their hair down and interact with each other, not on a business basis, and they get to invite the people that they would like. Killer Mike got his invite from the Huffington Post because it's him being on CNN this year and being very involved in what was going on politically, so Huffington Post invited him. So shout out to Killer Mike for that, man.
Yeah, big shout out, Killer Mike. I'm still taking Ciara, fuck that.
No, I can't do it.
You
taking Ciara over Rihanna?
If I'm Russell Wilson, dude, you got to get back in good with black people, dude. Niggas on your team don't fuck with you. You had a whole bunch of white hoes. Like, you got
to
get back
good. That's why you take Rihanna to the White House.
Nah, man, she's too wild.
Barack don't even know who Ciara is.
She'll shake it on Russell Wilson,
dude. That's the point. That's what he need in his life.
She had a nigga turned out like Tiger, dude.
It's too late. Jeez.
Yeah. That's the safe pick,
that's
man.
That's what you're signing up for.
Ciara, the safe pick, bro.
Fuck that.
You have a story about Daz on here for some reason.
Daz Dillinger, I don't know why you hating on him. West Coast legend.
Nigga, what
West
year is
Coast
this?
Legend.
He's a legend?
Yes, West Coast legend.
Third ballot West Coast Rap Hall of Fame.
No. You ask any nigga from the West Coast about Daz. As far as being not a music maker, like beats, lyrics.
He did produce. That's true. All right. Second ballot.
Dad says that he had songs with Big and wanted to work with Puff on the Dog Pound album. During the time that he was recording and was hot, that you were mentioning, is that fair or foul? Wanting to work with Puff. First of all, I don't believe he got songs with Big.
Yeah, he would have been put that shit out.
Man, nigga, you need that spin yesterday.
Woof. Fair or foul. Okay, so this is the heart of the East Coast, West Coast shit.
Yeah. And you got songs with
and
Big.
And he admitted that he wanted to work with Puff?
Yeah.
I mean,
had songs with Big and wanted to work with Puff.
Ain't nothing wrong. First of all, songs with Big? Stop it, Daz.
With an S.
Stop.
With an S.
And they got you chopped up a Big verse that was already out and sampled it on the hook. That is your song.
You can't do that, though,
with Big.
Daz, man. You can't do that if you Daz, dog. Like, not even today.
It's cool. No, it's cool to put it out now, though. That's okay. Behind us.
He is 47.
That's my point.
All right. So, speaking of Puff.
Okay.
There was a Rush Hour 4.
Oh, God.
But you'll be the first nigga in line to see this, Mr. Fast and Furious 7 fan.
This wasn't real.
Rush Hour 4 poster, Puff, certified it. He's taking. He didn't certify it?
Dude, this is fake as fuck.
I'm looking for that Rush Hour 4.
It can't
Rush Hour 4 with Puff in it, nigga.
Rush Hour so played.
I didn't know they had a 3. I swear.
Trash.
Rush Hour 3?
Some slaw.
Is Chris Tucker in it?
Yes.
Wow.
Slaw.
When did that come out?
Who knows, dude?
I swear I had no idea.
But nah, it was a fake, like, Hollywood, you know, that funnyordie.com shit. It was Rush Hour 4 / Face Off 2 because they had to switch faces.
What?
Exactly. My question is, though. Can Puff ever be taken as seriously in movies as he is in music?
Nah, because he did A Raisin in the Sun, and that was awful.
It was?
Yeah. That was awful. That was god awful.
I thought he got, like, critical acclaim for that
from
shit.
From who?
He was on Inside the Actors Studio.
The overall project got critically acclaimed, not his performance.
He was in Get Him to the Greek, though. He was funny in that.
Yeah, that's him. He was being himself, though. He was in Monsters Ball. You forgot all about that.
I did, because the only thing I remember about Monsters Ball is Make Me Feel Good and Billy Bob dog walking Halle Berry. It's the only thing I remember about that
Puff,
movie.
I think Puff was her husband in that.
Damn, Puff, you went out like Tiger. We wearing him out this episode.
He deserve it.
Nigga
rock a bubble coat in June, dude.
Nigga gonna call them Young Thug goons on your ass.
I'm here for it.
That was I am Spike Lee, Tiger. I am.
I ain't worried. I'm here for it, Tiger. I ain't gonna lie. You rock a bubble coat in June. I ain't got too much expectations out of you, dog. I promise you, I don't, man.
Puff tried to be the 007.
I would've fucked with that.
You ain't no, sir.
If it's a black 007, it gotta be Puff.
It gotta be Idris Elba because he got the English accent.
What the fuck do that got to do with
James Bond got the English accent, don't he?
I don't know. I thought James Bond was American.
Nah, the original one.
007
is England. Pierce Brosnan
and all for America.
Oh, I don't
know. Somebody get, let us know, man. Ask on deck at gmail.com.
007 played out too, though. Low key.
I do that, though. Speaking of played out, I had a question. What's that? Play over in the next week.
What's that?
I was listening to some shit this week, right? I came up with 3 timeless albums. Niggas can't make timeless. I kind of forgot what I was reading and made me think about this, but it was a timeless album, right?
Uh-huh.
I can name 3. Can you name any timeless albums?
Yeah, off the top of my head, though. God
Blueprint,
damn.
Riding Dirty, Me Against the World, Machiavelli. Timeless. You can put them all in right now.
For sure.
Blueprint, Riding Dirty, Me Against the World, Machiavelli. I think them the 4 most timeless albums that we have.
You can't name one. In your opinion, because you're a huge fan of those albums, which I understand.
Okay. Give me one.
That might not. I agree with 2 of those.
Well, Blueprint and Me Against the World. Or Machiavelli.
No, Blueprint and Machiavelli.
And Me Against the World still relevant. It was made in 94.
Mm. It's not too many timeless rap albums, though. It's timeless, like R&B. Marvin Gaye, shit like that.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, Anita Baker. Shit like that is timeless.
Yeah. Big shout out to the Wale, though. I'm going to double back. And I've been listening to that Wale.
Straight.
It's a little bit better than I thought.
Yeah, it's cool. I fucks with it.
Nah, I ain't going to say all of that now.
No, you're a fan.
We're going to go that far.
Did y'all hear that?
It's a song or two that I like.
Next,
yes.
You're going to be a wizard. You're going to have a wizard's hat on next week.
It's a song or two that I like. And I'm going to tell you my favorite thing about this album.
The skits, obviously.
Nah. Well, that too. I haven't heard Wale rants.
That's true.
I love it. Like, just give them good music and shut up.
That's true.
It does so much better for Wale. Like, I'm enjoying the fact that he got an album out that's listenable. You can, if you're a Wale fan, you love it. And he ain't out bitching about it. He ain't telling people that ought to be number one here or there. Like, I love it. I like it. Big shout out to Wale.
Most definitely, man. Another artist out here that has an album out that came out today. It's Tuesday. It's Raekwon. He got a new one, and we're going
to
play a joint
shout
off of there.
Chef,
featuring Rick Ross.
Oh, wait.
Yes, sir. Check it out.
Hey, yo, Paul. Come on, Lord. Bubba Goose, smoking Bubba Koosh. The Uzis is navy blue, a couple coops. Satan around, stacking suckers, say the troops. Mansions for 40 niggas, we done, we deucing. Cracking fish in the Ritz Carlton, take a piss. 69 floors up, sparking crisp. Money bags stacked in duvet sheets. Few strange freaks, follow the race. Walk through the gates, nigga. Pyrex, Cubano connection. New York Mexicans, they call us the team for smuggling wet shit. The Al Pacinos are wrapped, yup, they planned it with me. Pass the baguette, gold Louis IV, hand it to me. Raise the million champs, this is how civilians land. Furless sweat, stay in jets, kill a billion camps. Pussy niggas get strangled fast. Still I cool on the fast, rocking the Gorilla Glass. Desert booed on, counting a million cash. This is all I ask for. Love is fan war, let's build the masses. Sitting boats, sailing scenic routes, catch the quotes. Young, armed, and dangerous, bar couple posters. I'm like known in a couple coasters. Ray and Ghost, familiar with us, racing ghosts.
I'm hearing how these niggas plotting. Madam sleeping on Egyptian cotton. Miles Davis vinyl still spinning. I've been a freaknik, I've been living. You see the Bentley and we smoking in the parking lot. Contract killer, so we rarely talk a lot. The Seppi's in my weapon when you see me stepping. 10th grade education with a Mac 11. The definition of a renaissance. Twice a day I change watches, chains and the charms. Tatted on my back, chest and my palms. Then it's me and Diddy dice games at the Palms. Blew a million cash just to let the bitches watch. Take it down to the lobby, get the picture watch. Tinted window smoking with a screw face. Black hoodies on, bullies think it's Wu-Tang. Barry White glaring in the white bins. Grinding like I had a curly perm back then. It's Rosé in the 40 up. Pink Bel Air in the nigga cup. Yo!
Raekwon, man.
Yeah, that would be.
Is that the chef? That's Raekwon, right? That's okay. That's hard, right? That'd be hard.
It is, and Ross ripped it.
Ross did his thing.
He did.
Now, that's That's Ross. That's like my dark twisted fantasy Ross right there. Like he took off on it.
So blip, that's what it is.
Fuck. Quote of the week comes from yo boy, Jamie Foxx.
My boy.
It is. You wow. bought all his albums.
Don't have a Jamie Foxx album.
You got all his TV shows on DVD.
He was funny on Rock as a retarded dude.
Jamie Foxx show
was funny on The Living Color.
Jamie Foxx show was funny.
He was funny as shit on The Living Color, actually.
He was. So he's been on some the media run.
What
and he was on.
What he got out?
He got some single out, man, that he pumping. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown.
Oh.
He was on Ebro Hot 97.
Proves you're a fan, but go ahead.
He told a story about how he first met Kanye West at these parties that he was throwing.
Whoa.
Parties that he threw at his crib in L.A.
At these parties?
Yes, well, they were called.
What air quotes you doing at these parties?
No, I didn't do any air quotes.
What kind of parties are these?
Well, we have parties with a lot of celebrities.
Sure. That sounds interesting.
So, let's hear how he met Kanye West, a young Kanye West, at these quote-unquote parties that he threw.
He brought a young guy to one of my parties who had a backpack on. Jaw was ajar. His name was Kanye West. I said, who's that, Breon? He said, he the new thing. I'm trying to tell you. You can get with him. Kanye performs. He does an acapella. It was amazing. He said, I got a song for you, Fox. I said, really? I got a studio in the back. We go do the song. He said, she said she wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
And when Kanye was telling me to do it, I said, I got it. I'm R&B, baby. I got it. She say she wants some Marvin Gaye.
Nah,
and he's like,
but he
did it like this, though. He was great. He was like, don't do that. And I was like, really? He said, nah, don't do that. I said, but you know, I know the R&B. And Breon's like, bro. Stop with the old shit. Just let it happen.
Yeah.
So I do it begrudgingly. I'm thinking like, this is whack. He ain't gonna make it because he don't understand R&B. So I go off and do a bad movie. Come back, song's number one. It's Breon. Breon also found Gold Digger. Kanye's working on the record. Breon called me 3 a.m. Wake your ass up. You know how he say everything 3 times. You want to be in the music business? Get down to the studio. He said, Kanye working on his song. It's a missile. You just got to do what I tell you to do. So I get there. Thunk, 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 thunk. They working on it. And I'm like, oh, nigga, that's a shit. He said, no, it ain't. I said, it ain't. He said, no, because you ain't on it. Hold on. Breon stops the record. That shit is whack. And they're like, what? It's whack. You got to put my man on there. He's the one that made the Ray Charles. Get it on in there, Fox. He takes over the session. All right, Fox, give me something. All right. And then all of a sudden, she take my money.
Yeah.
Well, I'm indeed. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town on that dick. And the rest is history. So that
very interesting story.
Funniest part was he said, man, you got to go on with that old shit. Come on, my nigga.
And then Kanye said, no, we're not going to, don't do that. Don't do that.
You don't do that old shit.
Don't do that. That shows how much of a genius Kanye is. Jamie Foxx is funny as hell.
So I'm trying to figure this out, though. Fuck this.
What type of party is those?
Yes. Because you keep talking
ones
about
ones I need
these.
To be invited to.
I'm reading this. It says Jamie Foxx.
What are you reading?
Media Takeout.
This nigga goes on media takeout.
First
still.
Time I've done this in a long time.
It's in your favorites. Go ahead.
But apparently, since we're talking about Jamie Foxx, I Googled Jamie Foxx and this is what popped up. This was the latest news on him.
Okay.
MTO shock report. Jamie Foxx's girlfriend goes crazy. Has a nervous breakdown after Jamie Foxx convinces her to let his boys run a train on her.
That's not what this
wow.
is. That's not what it says.
Just no. wow. Oh, yeah, it says that.
Okay.
It actually says that this chick was an up-and-coming artist, actor in Hollywood, and okay. Jamie Foxx promised her the world and told her she could come to Hollywood and be a star. But all she wanted to do, all he wanted to do was have his way with her. And him and his boys, Tank, Johnny Mack, Speedy and Byron Prescott ran a train on this chick.
They put his full name on it.
While he watched. I heard of Byron Prescott before.
Never heard of him.
I think he the dude that do those hip hop interviews. But go ahead.
Anyway. No way. And they ran a train on him.
Yeah, it ran a train on him.
While he watched.
Jamie Foxx just watched, yes. She would have did anything to please Jamie Foxx. She was never the same after that. She actually went crazy. She's now at home with her parents in North Carolina who take care of her because she's brain damaged.
Bitch. because she's brain damaged from getting a train ran on her.
Her life. Bitches get trains ran on them every day, B.
What kind of train? Like, what?
Come on, man.
They
what kind of train? How many types of trains do you know of? Because I only know of two.
Now, I've seen.
I only know of two type of trains, dude.
Not ones that cause brain damage.
It depends on the train.
I done seen some flicks with some gals getting thrashed by like eight man dingo motherfuckers, and they didn't have brain damage.
First of all, up your search in the flick game, because there's no reason you ought to have eight niggas on the screen and one bitch. That's unexcusable. Secondly, I don't know what happened to this bitch. Bad Molly or something. Like, the only reason I brought this up, because I just always got this weird like vibe from Jamie Foxx.
So really,
he talked about these quote unquote parties, like all of these stories,
balcony
you ain't never
parties.
Read these stories about this dude.
He called them balcony parties.
Yeah, balcony parties. Right. You never read the stories about this dude.
No, man.
Like the bisexual shit and all that.
I mean,
stuff?
That came from
who? Superhead.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
I don't trust.
Oh, you don't trust her?
Fuck no.
Get the fuck out of here.
You do?
I trust him more than Jamie Foxx.
Nah, I trust Jamie Foxx more than her.
I ain't falling asleep.
He funny, so I fucks with her.
I'm not falling asleep next to Jamie Foxx, dog. No type of shit. I ain't even risking it at no party when I'm too drunk or high or anything where I'm risking being like, I don't even want to be alone with Jamie Foxx, actually.
Dude.
So I trust Superhead more than Jamie Foxx, yes.
Where do I sign up to attend these parties?
Oh, man.
He said he had a party one time with Selma Hayek was in there. This was like in the late 90s, early 2000s.
I'm cool off all that.
He said Jay-Z was in the cut, didn't say nothing. This was 1999. He was in there with a green jumpsuit on. Nigga didn't say nothing.
Mm-mm. I'm cool off it, I promise you.
Nigga said Snoop was in there. Suge was outside trying to get in.
How did that go?
Nigga, Snoop was dancing with three gals.
Okay.
And he came up to Snoop and was
true
like, bro.
True Snoop fashion.
Right, true Snoop fashion. You know how he be dancing. He came up to Snoop and said, bro. Suge Knight outside, man. He said Snoop stopped dancing for a second, looked at him, said,
you ain't gonna let him in.
He said, nah. He said, cool, party on then. And he got right back to dance with the
get
three
with
holes.
The hoes, nigga. Let's keep this shit
and
moving.
That's crazy. And I swear I can see it right now.
I see how niggas was that scared of Suge though.
I'm mad because that was when Suge was Suge though.
Yeah, it was though. He had real like
his name still held weight out here in these streets. New music. Go get that Raekwon. It's called Fila.
And Boosie is coming. Touchdown to Cause Hell has a release date. We got the songs and listening party with Sway. Let's do this. Touchdown to Cause Hell is on the way.
Fuck.
Let's go.
I tried to hurry up and finish the show.
Finished.
Nigga saw the goddamn
that's
Boosie
hating.
Shit on here.
That's
nah, I would've went to the. You know what? I would've went to the listening party though.
No, you would've.
Yeah, I would've.
I said I know.
Oh yeah, I would've.
You're a fan, low key. Real low key.
Sleep like a motherfucker in there.
Nah, you a fan, real low key. I gotta look at this Breakfast Club movie.
Who else? Bankroll Fresh new mixtape, Life of a Hot Boy 2 just dropped.
But like a hot boy, hot boy.
I fucks with Bankroll Fresh. I like his little style. I fucks with it.
Yeah, niggas fuck with him. I was in the city about 2 weeks ago. Niggas was talking about him.
Bankroll. Where you from?
North Atlanta.
North Carolina.
North Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Like Norcross, all this shit up, but Alpharetta.
Oh, Roswell. No way he's from Alpharetta.
Norcross, Alpharetta, Roswell, all up through there.
Oh, okay. So, Rich Homie Quan got a new one. If you ever think I will stop going in, ask RR. Don't know what that means.
What?
That's the name of it.
The next one is going to be, if you ever think I stop going, I read a tweet that said, if you ever think I'm going to stop going in, I put it on my grandma and my mama, I'm not. This is the hardest shit you ever heard.
That would have been hard if you would have did that, though.
I heard that's the first time I've ever heard a Rich Homie song that I liked today. I can't think of the name of it, though.
It was on
Spotify.
Old mixtapes.
Oh, that shit was banging, though.
I believe it. He's better.
He needs to be running with other people besides the people that he associated with.
Yeah, before the dance and the tight ass pants, he was actually straight. Literally and figuratively. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Wow. I don't know. Money Green. I'm going to holler at the homie. He's supposed to be in town. So I'm going to holler at him. See if we can conjure up. Of course, it's fight weekend.
Mayweather, Pacquiao, who you got?
Like, what?
Who do you got?
Mayweather.
Really?
This nigga never lost.
Man, it's first time for everything.
No. And you know Mexico, she want to fight for free?
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm moving to Mexico, dude.
I am, dude. Let these rides keep happening. I'm gone.
They happening in Mexico, too, brother.
Oh, I'm in Canada, then.
Who you got?
I'll go ahead and go Mayweather. I don't follow boxing like that. I watch Mayweather fights because it's an event.
I give you the FSP question I gave him then.
Okay.
One event this weekend. Draft, NBA playoffs, oof, Mayweather, oof, Derby.
Oof.
Which one? If you could be present at one. Like, let's say you can give flow seats to
either one of them.
You ringside at the fight.
Okay.
Flow seats to any playoff game, preferably Golden State or whoever.
Okay.
You right there in the infield at the Derby.
Okay.
Or you at the draft, like backstage with Goodell, like back room, but green room in it.
Ah, man. I had to give me flow seats at the playoff game.
Really?
Right there next to Fab. Fab was at the Brooklyn game. I seen him out there. I'm right there next to him.
Man, listen.
Shaking
to
it.
Me.
Foot on the wood.
If there's only one place that I could be?
Yeah, don't say Mayweather fight, bro.
Got to. One place?
Fuck no.
Nigga, it's like, it's 13,000 seats?
Okay.
Come on, dog. Like, a who's who of who gonna be? That's gonna be more exclusive than the White House correspondence, dude.
Like, true.
That's gonna be more exclusive than that, because Brody Jenner or whoever dude was, he ain't getting in there.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck about him.
Oh, but no, you actually, no, I'm taking a draft, though. I ain't gonna lie. If I go backstage, but the players ain't gonna be there, though. Nah, fuck that.
See what I'm saying?
Nah, fuck that. Yeah, give me the fight then.
There it is, flow seats. Man, I will be in at Avengers this weekend.
No way.
Avengers 2.
Or you're excited.
Come out,
you know,
Friday, about. Motherfucker. I'm there.
I had no idea. I'm
surprised
there. You're not camped out.
Get a clue. I'm there.
You got your ticket already?
I don't, but I need to get it. I'm glad you said that.
It's over.
It's a wrap. Hey man, we got a special freestyle coming up, man, during the credits. Chill. Skyface was on Toka Tuesday. That's DJ Tony Touch.
Yep, go buy the new book, Diary of a Madman too.
Yeah, nice, buddy. OnDeckTVNetwork.com, YouTube.com/OnDeckTV.
Chill. Check us out every Wednesday. Subscribe, download,
rate, please.
Rate. Please comment. Let us know what you think. Stitcher Radio, Beyond Pod, iTunes, on DeckTVNetwork.com. I am Spike Lou. Seek power, information, and knowledge everywhere.
Do that.
So, this is my rap to this record right now. Go. Look me in my eyes. Show me what you see. Do you think I'm crazy when I'm just being me? Sometimes I want to die. Maybe I'll be free. Free from all this bullshit that's constantly surrounding me. These visions in my head, I see when I'm asleep. I don't wish to discuss them, cause it's a bit too deep. But I'm tired of being stepped on and passed around like weed. Look me in my eyes and tell me what you see.
Yeah.
You see my future, then what lies down the line? Is it just my test, or is it just my time? Time for me to pay for all the wrong I did that I did not repent for when I was just a kid. I'm poisoned in my mind, trying to find relief, but I can't get no peace. The Schumacher's been chasing me, trying to set me up, and locking down my streets, and locking up my dogs, to see if they catch me, but I don't sell no dope. So fuck what niggas say, fuck running Carboni, and fuck the DEA, and fuck these undercovers that lock me up for weed. You can search me all you want to, but you won't find no cheese. I ain't finna snitch, cause I don't know a thing. Don't ask me shit about Steve, don't ask me shit about James. I know these suckers pissed off, I can see it in your eyes, but I'm down with rap a lot until the day that I die. So all the world boils down to is, you know it's all a lie. You just wanna destroy me, just like you did my guys. But now I'm gonna expose you and tell my boys the truth. Listen up, my niggas, the FBI's been watching you, especially if you black, and try and lead the streets and get off in this music. You see the way they doing me, running in my crib, making niggas lie. Nigga, get a scapegoat or take this 25. You know I ain't no dope boy and ain't never been a mule. I'll admit I used to sell rocks, but that was back in school. Now I just do music and smoke a little weed, but not enough to run a dope house. So why you chasing me? Look me in my eye.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.